Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He is one of our absolute favorites. As soon as Redskins week comes around, well, we got to get Joe T on, the Redskin great Joe Theismann, joining us on the home of America's team, 105.3 The Fan with Sean and RJ. Good morning, Mr. Theismann. Good to have you back. How are you, Joe?
Always good to be with you and back. And so we're back to America's team again, are we?
I mean,
yeah, why not?
I mean, when did it ever go away? Who took it from us?
I don't know. Maybe it was just in my mind it went away.
Are the in the minds of the Redskins fans today, are the Cowboys still the number one rival, or has it moved on to Philly with them being the best in the division right now, or the Giants with their recent titles?
I don't think it'll ever move on. I think it's always going to be the Dallas Cowboys. The week is special because, you know, and again, you know, things are back at stake. I mean, the Eagles are playing good football. And, you know, the Redskins, when you think about, you know, three games they've lost, Carson Wentz made three great plays in the first game they lost. Alex Smith made some great plays with his legs in the game against Kansas City. And Carson once again played Houdini on Monday night and made some plays. So it isn't like these games are blowouts, and this is certainly not what I expect from the Cowboy game. You know, the big thing is about, you know, trying to control Dak and don't let him go out and make plays with his legs. But it's a great week. The Redskin fans, you know, are excited about it. And like I said, this game has major consequences. There's lots of football left to play, but you don't want to lose this one at home.
Joe, you could make the case this is the best quarterback division in the league, along with the NFC South. How would you rank the quarterbacks in the NFC East?
It's interesting. I mean, you'd almost have to, well, I could put Eli last, okay? Let's start there. Because he just doesn't have anything around him to work with. He's been under siege. He has no wide receivers. And so, I mean, it's tough to be able to play the position. You know, you guys have heard me say this before. The quarterback position is the single most dependent position on the field. And Eli's running short on people around him. I think Carson Wentz is playing at a really high level. And Dak and Kirk are right there. And if you rank four, it's not like you're going from 1 to 10. It's like you're going from 6 to 10. So the difference between them is very, very minimal. Every one of them now has proven that they have the ability to make plays with their legs. Kirk's starting to do that this year. This is the first year he's really, you know, put his running game into his offense. So, you know, I'll go Carson, Kirk, Dak, and Eli.
Joe Theismann here.
Not that you would agree with me.
No, we don't.
I can understand that.
No,
but no. I know. But I'm saying that's why I'm saying it's really, really difficult with these four guys. Well, like I say, Eli's just struggling. But with those three guys, I think it's very, very difficult because there's such little differential.
Yeah.
Because they all play a similar game now. They're using their legs. They throw the ball down the field. They make critical plays. They can hang in the pocket. You know, all the things that you want out of a quarterback, they all do.
I think the two and the three there, that's the great argument between Cousins. And, I mean, you can't dispute the way Wentz is playing, and then Cousins versus Dak and Eli, you know how we feel about
exactly.
Him.
Exactly.
Yeah, two versus three. Joe, does this feel like this is the swan song for Kirk Cousins, or is there a legit shot that he could come back?
I think there's a legit shot that he can come back. I mean, you know, one thing you have to remember, the Redskins still have the franchise option. Yes, it's expensive. Well, we certainly understand it, but they still have the option. And interestingly enough, let's say the Redskins franchise him. You know, or they work a deal out. Then all those teams out there that are waiting for an opportunity to have a shot at a quarterback are going to have to go someplace else in the draft. And, you know, from all indications, the draft has got three or four guys that probably will go in the first round. Cleveland's going to be looking for sure. The Jets have to be looking. I think Arizona's got to have to be looking. You know, you've got to think in a year or two, Eli. You know, Drew Brees and Tom Brady still playing at a very high level, but still, they're still there. I mean, Tom's at 40, and I think Drew's at 38. And there, so as you look around the league, there's a lot of opportunity for a quarterback to go someplace. And I think San Francisco is the other one. San Francisco is going to wind up, I think, $100 million under the cap.
Ooh.
So, I mean, yeah, the numbers are crazy what they have. I know it's 63 this year. I don't know what the total is going to be next year. But, you know, I think Kirk, you know, I would love to see Kirk stay in Washington. I think you've invested 5 years. You will have invested 5 years in an offense that you know so well. And the supporting cast around them is pretty darn good. Now, I think most people concede the Dallas Cowboys have the best offensive line in football. I think the Redskins are a football team that's gotten close because they're under the same tutelage from the same guy. You know, Coach Callahan's an unbelievable offensive line coach. He's an unbelievable football coach. And, you know, you see the results of what's carried over in Dallas, and then you see what's happened in Washington. So it'll be interesting. We had a lot of guys hurt on Monday night, so it'll be all hands on deck for this one.
Joe Theismann, join us here at 105 Through the Fan. All right, you mentioned the injuries. What's the status of some of the guys on the O-line? Josh Norman, what's he going to be doing this week?
I think most of them are game time decisions, and that's just, you know, being honest with you. Morgan Moses went back in the game. Brandon Sheriff played. Spencer Long, the center, played. Josh has got another week off. I don't know what the exact situation is going to be regarding his ribs. So it's really going to be, you know, it's Dallas week. It's funny. You push yourself. And, yeah, the game still has major significance. Like I said, what, they're both 3-3.
Yeah.
They're both in a situation where you're chasing Philadelphia. But look around in the NFC. You know, I think the next best team in the NFC, people may think I'm crazy, are the Los Angeles Rams. When you really stop and look at the football they've played, they were the highest scoring team in football. Wade Phillips is the defensive coordinator. Sean McVay, the offensive coordinator, head coach. Bright, bright young man. And, you know, Wade's proven himself time and time again to be a man who can, you know, orchestrate a defense that's darn tough to deal with. And they've got young talent over there. You know, people didn't expect Jared Goff to play this well.
No.
So, you know, if you look at the NFC, Green Bay, I don't think they're out of the mix now.
Yeah.
You lose Aaron, you're out of the mix. The next one would probably be Minnesota, will probably win that division. But, you know, will the Detroit Lions ever find their way out of the darkness? I mean, who knows? There's so many questions in the NFC. I think that's the big thing, and that's why this game carries so much significance to it.
Joe, what's your read on the Cowboys season so far?
I think there's an underlying current of indecision. You know, Zeke's situation. You know what? You know what's going to happen to Zeke? I mean, I think the defense is playing pretty well considering they lost three corners over the off season. I mean, they've lost some people. They've had people on suspension. You don't know what's going to happen with Zeke. I think that's going to be major for them going forward. It won't affect this game, but sooner or later, something's going to happen. Maybe it'll happen this year. Maybe it won't. But sooner or later, something's going to happen, and that suspension will probably come to fruition. So I think they're still the same football team they were a year ago. They're driven by the running game. The offense continues to, I think, drive the defense. And, you know, Dak is now in his second year. You give defensive coaches an opportunity in the National Football League to study you for a year, they're going to find things that you don't do well, and they're going to force you to try and do them. I think Jason Witten, to me, I hope he keeps playing. I hope he's the Tom Brady of the tight ends. I hope he keeps playing and playing and playing because I think he is so essential and key to what they do offensively. That's just the way I look at it. And, you know, I mean, Dez has sort of been quiet, if he can ever be quiet this year. And, you know, I think Cole Beasley is the next best thing to Julian Edelman. I mean, the receiving corps is scary enough because you have enough weapons to be able to do things with them. But, you know, Dak has done a really nice job. And, you know, we forget Carson's in his second year. Carson's in his second year. Dak's in his second year. or coming up on his third, I guess, now. These are all young guys that are stars in this league. And Dak is truly a star and a really classy kid, too, which is nice to see when you see other guys walking out of, you know, guys wanting to be traded because they don't get the ball. Heck, Martavius Bryant's lucky he's in the game. He spent the entire year out of the game last year. Now he's griping about not getting the ball. And then Cam Newton just continues to, who knows? He just, you know, I don't even know why they waste time on press conferences with him. Really.
Joe, the Redskins lost a couple thousand-yard receivers last year. You know, they bring in they have Terrell Pryor and Jordan Reed now, and, of course, Josh Docks, the TCU kid. How are the weapons looking?
Well, you know, they should have gotten rid of their letter jackets, okay? Their freshman letter jackets should be gone by now. We're reaching a point where we're a little bit more than halfway through what would be a college season, and we still have lots of football to play. You know, Terrell is – we forget – He works real hard at his job. Let's put it that way. He's a young man who's just learning how to play the wide receiver position. He's a big, tall guy, and I think he's a down the field guy. He's not a, you know, he's not a quick post guy. That's the little guys that do that. And you know, he's just a big body, and he's learning how to play the position and working real hard at it. Josh has not been healthy. You know, Josh has not really had a lot of opportunity to really get comfortable in the offense. And you know, I think this would be a great game to me. I think this is the game that you get a chance to see both of them start to play some football, and I think they have to. I mean, it's got to be more than just Jordan Reed and Vernon Davis and Chris Thompson and Jamison Crowder, all the inside routes. I mean, you have to be able to spread the entire field if you want to be able to run the football well, number one, and then secondly, be able to, you know, get chunk plays other than out of the backfield and the tight end.
Joe, you've come on with us many times saying for the sake of himself and your friends with him, you wanted Tony Romo to step away. He did. He's doing what you've done for so long in the broadcast booth. Your early analysis of Tony's analysis.
I like what Tony's doing. Tony lets everybody know, first of all, how much he understands the game of football. I enjoy his telecasts. I enjoy his insight. One thing I find is he does a lot of coaching. I mean, it's really interesting to listen to what when certain situations come up in a game, towards the end of the game, towards the end of the half. You know, it's almost like the microphone that he's telling us is what's going on. He's trying to get to the microphone that goes into the head of the quarterbacks. Where you want to go with the football, what you're going to see. You know why he was so successful as a quarterback, because he understands the game so well. He understands what he's looking at on film. He understands tendencies. And I think he brings an entirely different perspective, one that I tried to do. He's a teacher.
Yeah.
And I think that's really great for the fans to be able to learn the game from a perspective of someone that's been in it like that. That's what I've always believed is the intention of the color guy, is to be able to take you someplace else. But once again, we look at all kinds of different styles. I enjoy Chris Collinsworth a lot. I think Chris brings a lot of insight as well. But Tony, transitioning now into television, he's attacked it with the same fervor that he did as a quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys. And I really enjoy listening to him. As a guy that did it for 23 years, I think Tony brings a wonderful perspective and an enjoyable one.
We always love catching up with you. Can't wait for the rematch to get you on again. Enjoy Sunday, Joe, and thanks for the time as always, man.
I plan on enjoying this Sunday. Thank you, guys.
Love him. Joe Theismann, he's awesome. He's the best here on DFW Sports Station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.